From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Nervous residents in the U.S. state of Hawaii received a message early Saturday that made the threat of possible missile strikes very real after a huge mistake was made. Hawaii Governor David Ige says a false missile alert was totally unacceptable and said the warning was caused by human error. The administrator of Hawaii's Emergency Management Administration, Vern Miyagi, told reporters that the person responsible for the erroneous message feels terrible about it. However, the
consequence of this is obviously bad. I'm working on credibility now because we've worked so hard to get this in place. That's why I want to tell the public right now is, again, this was a mistake on our part. But don't let that stop as far as the preparation and the warning time if this happens for real.
Questioned repeatedly by reporters about how such a mistake could happen, Governor Ige said his administration is doing everything possible to make sure it does not happen again. The alert, which read ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii, seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill, came shortly after 8 a.m. local time Saturday. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte says he is not interested in extending his six-year term or canceling elections next year. During an interview with news website Minda News, that there will be no suspension of elections and there will be no term extension, especially for me. His term ends in 2022. The president talked with Minda about his vision for a Philippine federal government. He said he envisions a structure along the lines of the French government, with a strong president who would be as powerful as the prime minister. This is VOA News. Tunisia plans to increase aid for poor families by $70.3 million after nearly a week of protests over austerity measures. Several hundred protesters took to the streets Saturday, where the 2011 uprising first began. And on Friday, protesters in cities and towns across the country waved yellow cards, a warning sign to the government, and brandished loaves of bread, a symbol of the day-to-day struggle to afford basic goods. Anger has been growing since price hikes were introduced by the government earlier this month. Since Monday, security forces have been deployed in Tunis and across the country. Several hundred people have been arrested, including opposition politicians, while dozens have been injured in clashes with police. A 55-year-old man died earlier this week, though the circumstances of his death remain unclear. A survey by three leading agencies, the UN Refugee Agency, UN Children's Fund, and UN's World Food Program, finds that more than three-quarters of the more than 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon are living below the poverty line. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
It says almost 9 out of every 10 refugees end up in debt. UN Refugee Agency spokesman William Spindler says that makes refugees vulnerable.
Obtaining legal residency continues to be a challenge, leaving refugees exposed to an increased risk of arrest, hindering their ability to register their marriages, and making it more difficult for them to find daily labor, send their children to school, or access health care.
Spindler tells VOA the precarious situation facing Syrian refugees is pushing them into adopting negative coping mechanisms such as early marriage and child labor.
Pakistan has denounced as irresponsible remarks by rival India's army chief in which he vowed to expose Pakistan's nuclear bogey in the event of a war between the two rival countries. Pakistan and India have fought three wars since gaining independence from Britain in 1947. The two countries have since equipped their armies with nuclear weapons. As of Saturday, U.S. officials have confirmed resuming requests for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services announcement comes after a judge last week temporarily blocked President Donald Trump's decision to end the program later this year. The statement said that people who were previously granted deferred action under DACA may request renewal, but added that the agency is not accepting requests from individuals who were never granted deferred action under DACA. A DACA deferment gives prosecutors discretion on enforcing immigration laws. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.